Jesus has set me free. I look on that great white throne, before it the ransom stands. No longer I tear through the land. My soul, my Savior has gone before. Time or return. Aren't you happy tonight? Since Jesus has set you free, I'm happy, I'm happy. I set me free. Since Jesus has said, He set me free. I'm happy, I'm happy. No longer the burden of care. Speak to me, my soul. Jesus has said, oh, next verse, the gates of, oh, hallelujah, stand open. Jesus has said, He set me free. I'm happy as one can be. No longer the burden, His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will soon be over. What if our Lord this moment, for those who are free from sin, then who bring you? Would it bring
free. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, Lord. How long have we sang this song? But Lord, it just grows deeper and deeper every time we sing it. Father, oh God, we thank you for grace. For Lord, it's not the song that we consider, but Lord, it's the message behind the song. Oh, you set us free, Jesus. Father, I recall, Father, even personally amidst my life, when my life was as dark as night. Lord, Father, I was alienated from grace. But Lord, then one day that eagle cry, oh God, it came and lifted me up, Father. Oh, where I was, Lord, and today, Father, I sing these songs of Zion, Lord. Father, my life, oh God, Lord Savior, is reconciled to Christ again. Lord, we are grateful, we are truly thankful for the grace and the blood thou hast shed for us. We thank you, oh God, for even this opportunity, Lord. Father, this side of eternity, Lord, here in this small place, just a few in number, Lord, but them that be with us, oh God, Lord, there be so many and I'm so pleased that, Lord, we've gathered tonight here in the assembly of the saints for one purpose, oh God, Lord, to give worship to thee, to give glory unto thee, to hear what thou would say to us this night. Father, and we say, speak, Lord, Father, send me. Lord, we do whatever you desire for us to do. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Be with us, fellowship with us from now until finished. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.
Ye the Lord of harvest, sweet morning. Oh, who will go and work for me today? Oh, who will bring, the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow? Speak to me, Lord, oh, speak, my. Speak to me, Lord. To the rescue,
hopefully I will see you. Sing that song once my heart has a strength. Once my heart was a stream from that heavenly way, I was bloodthirsty and fine as could be, but my Savior above, He's from above, He reached down His hand. Let Him reach His hand to you this evening. He reached down His hand for. When He reached down His hand for me, I was lost, but I'm without God, oh His Son. And He came to me then, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete. He reached down His hand, oh, when He reached down His hand for me, I was lost and undone, without God, oh His Son. He reached down His hand. Let's start it again. It's only two verses. Oh, once my heart was astray from that heavenly, I was wretched and vile as can be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above. He reached down His hand for. When He reached down His hand, He reached down His hand for. When He reached down His hand. I was near to despair, I was near to despair, when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete. He reached down His hand for me. When He reached on His hand, He reached on His hand for me. When He reached on His hand for me. I was lost and undone, without God, oh His Son. When He reached on His hand.
Multiply to fill every need that could be in thy house. commit now this
I believe that you can believe it, I think you see it.
The good report, hey, hallelujah to the land, hey. Oh, glory be to God, I am all on Jesus' side, on the altar sanctified, to the world of sin I've died, hallelujah to the land, hallelujah, hallelujah. The ribbon fail, where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit, power and life, I am living day and night, the holiest place so bright, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah, too loud, hallelujah, I have crossed the river, where glories never fail, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer court. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once God's light conceal. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in. Oh, God's holiest place so clean, where there's death from self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I have crossed the river where his glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have crossed the river. His glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the last verse one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power the plan. Now the Lord is high above. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river where his glories never fail. Hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. Amen. Elijah. These are the days of Elijah. See, the planting the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Oh, and these are the days of the harvest, the white as they were. Oh, and we are the poor in the desert. We pay the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like a sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hills of Rebio. Oh, behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like a sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, the Lord of Zion's hill, salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. Oh, and these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the wool. And we are the bird of vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like a sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hills will be all. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like a sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, the Lord of Zion's hills are. Oh, behold, he comes riding like, riding on the cloud, shining like a sun. Lift your voice. Comes. Amen. You are, that's what I long for. Heart that follows after thee. Oh, I want a pure heart, a pure. That's what I'm longing for, my Jesus. Heart that follows after thee. Oh, heart that hides your word. Heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in. Heart that's undivided, one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship rises from your throne. Oh, a pure, a pure heart. That's what I, that's what I'm longing for. A heart that follows us after thee. Oh, a pure heart, a pure heart. That's what I, that follows us after thee. A heart that hides your word, a heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, one you and reign. A heart that beats compassion, sweet aroma of worship rises from God's throne.
Can you give us surely around?
Surely around it, His throne comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found. And we know His standing on holy ground.
But we are going to watch it and this place. us this bond this day in the city of Christ. And this shall be the sign unto you. You shall find the way up in swat and flow like. And suddenly there was this, the angel of the mountain in heaven. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to you. We can read again Genesis 1:6. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female. Amen. God bless you. So we are talking, we want to talk about the new creation of God. Because there was a creation before, God made it the first creation. But when we are talking about the new creation, because something happened. So that's why we see very bad in Matthew that when Jesus was born, the angels came. There was a scene of the angels. I don't remember this. That was the atmosphere of creation. Because the angels, the sound of the angels, you know, it replicates that atmosphere. When God was creating himself, it was under the sea. So when Jesus was born, the singing of the angels was not only the sign that they were praising, worshiping the King, but it was a sign showing that another creation was in the way. It was a new beginning, a new creation. So we are going to see the sounds of the angels in the first creation. What was happening under that atmosphere of the thing? And what kind of sounds the angels were singing? Because it was under that same atmosphere that the second creation came. So the prophet says, in why it has to be the the first time angels ever sang a celebration was in heaven. If you look in Job, when God first planned on making his first creation. So when God was making his first creation, but when they were singing, there was something that was going on. Amen. It was something that was going on, and it was a special way of singing. It was a special kind of worship, because the angels has always said, amen, they are there to worship God. The prophet says, they are the one that made him to become a God, because when they started worshiping him, he became big. He moved from Elohim to God, the one that is worshiping. Amen. But that worship, that singing in that particular time was a different thing. It was a different note of singing, because there was some particular thing that was happening, and the angels sang a special song, a different song, a melody, a symphony change from what they were singing before to what they were singing in that particular time. Amen. And all the host of angels They knew that the note of his melody is the note of creation. Amen. So when they were singing, something was happening in the body. What was happening? The prophet brings us into the before the creation, before the book of Genesis starts. The prophet takes questions and answers from Genesis. He takes us back beyond Genesis 1. Because Genesis 1 all tells us in the beginning God created the heaven. And the earth was without form and form. And the Spirit of God was moving. It means in Genesis 1, the waters existed already. Amen. In Genesis 1, the earth and the heaven existed already. So without form. But creation existed before Genesis 1. Amen. In that period only, which is called in the beginning. We don't know how long it was. But the prophet brings us before the beginning. Let us see what was happening when the question is the first creation was God. Then out of God came the house, which was the Son of God. Then out of the Lord of the house, out of the Lord of the house came God. So, he's showing us that God just continues. Oh, I got a beautiful picture in my mind. If you could take a picture with me now, and you take a picture, let's go back 100 million years before there was even a star, a moon, anything in the world. But in there is a great water tower who covers all things. Now notice, then after a while, begins to see a little start to rise in his form. So the prophet is taking us now to the beginning of the creation. Amen? He's taking us there where God exists, filling all the universe, the great Lord Elohim that I couldn't see, that human understanding could catch, couldn't catch. Amen? That any, we couldn't even catch to understand who it is. But the prophet is telling us now how we start to change things. That invisible God trying to make himself visible to the human heart. That's what the prophet is. He says, that was, then after a while I'm doing this. The path of God begins to develop into something so human beings could have some type of an idea of God. So God now making himself understandable, catchable by you. He moved from that being, that big God, that more powerful, that you couldn't understand, that halo of life, that the human eye could see, that the human mind could see. And so now God gave himself, which was before. So the first Son of God that was born, the first Son of God was born in heaven. In other words, the first Christmas was not on earth. The first Christmas was in heaven, when God was giving birth to that Son of God. Amen. The angels started singing because they saw something supernatural happening. They saw that mighty God moving from what they couldn't even themselves understand into to compile himself in something that even themselves could see. It was something that blew their mind, and they started singing a special song. because it was the song of creation. Something that didn't ever happen before was happening before their eyes. So they started singing a special song, and under that singing, the Son of God. Under that singing, God is more powerful, the mighty God. That's what it is. But that first Christmas, that when it happened, this is what it was. God, when he took that home, it was not to remain alone. He took that home so that he can replicate himself. He took that home so that he can see himself in other to being reflecting himself. That's why when he was under that shape, in that form, he said, let make man in our own image. Amen. He didn't make himself to remain alone. He took that form to start a creation, to start populating the earth with beings to his own likeness, with beings that will look like himself. That was his aim. Wow. When he took that form, when he took that shape, he let him now create him. Let me reproduce myself. That's what it is. So, what is it? Now that's what the Son of God is. Now I can see the face of the child. The Son is born. Now the prophet could see him in the face, playing like a little child. And he saw the Father born. Then if you imagine the truth of what things are, and I can feel it. Amen. So he took that position, he took that form so that he took that, he came into that shape that he is. So when the angels that were in heaven, they knew that melody, and many years had gone by, they didn't see that thing happening again. But when they saw that same thing starting to happen again, they knew this is the time to sing the same song we sang at the beginning. Because they saw that mighty God, that all-powerful, that filled all the universe, starting the same process of condensing himself again into a visible form. Amen. In the beginning, it took a form that human eye could see. Now, in the new creation, he was taking a shape they were seeing. No, he saw this thing happening. His move is leading him to taking a shape that a human mind can understand him. So they started singing the same song. The song of creation. And while they were singing that song, God was now taking a shape. Was taking a shape that caused you and me to see again. A visible form of God. A form that he can speak our language and we can understand. That was the feeling of it. That's what it was for. It was exactly to express what was happening. So, the same to the person when the truth comes. When they started singing for the people, God taking his own to come and start populating the earth again, saying the same thing, let's make man to our own image. Jesus came for this. Let's say, Jesus came. Was born in the earth so that us, men, what failed in the first creation so that the image of God would be the same. Amen. So that's why when he said, you are born, or on the other side is going to play like a song on the Father's throne. The same thing happened when the woman took that shape started playing like a song, started going up like a normal human being. But the time should come when it would say again, let there be life.
Amen.
Because it's a new creation. The same process that happened in the first creation has to repeat in the second creation. The earth must be in the form, shapeless and darkness as it was in the beginning. Because it was a new creation happening. But notice, the first creation failed somewhere. Because when God gave that shape, he said he wanted to populate the earth to people to his own image. So he created Adam on his own.
Amen.
Adam was the production, the reflection of his own image. Adam was the second word.
Amen.
Because God spoke Adam to him. And he wanted Adam to replenish the earth with beings that would be to God's image as well. Adam must have been spoken the word to bring people to the earth. But before Adam could speak the word, he had to fight.
Amen.
Before that creative power of the spoken word could express itself in Adam, Adam had to overcome the devil. And the death came.
Amen.
Before he could reproduce himself according to the spoken word of God. And we know the head of God. That's why when Jesus came, when the creation was being made now for the second time, he had to come. Because the devil, when he, because he was in heaven, when the angels were singing that song of creation, he was singing it. He knew the melody.
Amen.
He knew the song. When he was now the devil, Satan, when he heard the angels singing the same song, he knew that something was happening. He knew that this song, I heard it before. I know this song was being sang when the first creation was. Now the same melody, since it's being sung, it is being sung now, it means a new creation. But I need to go and compromise the creation. And because I played my game in the first time, it worked. So now it's time for me to go and submit Adam to the same test again. Since it failed the first time, I'm starting now, it's gonna fail again, so again forever. So he knew that something. That's why he was looking now for Jesus. He knew that this is the beginning of the new creation. As I did with the first Adam, let me go and send to Adam and see if I'm gonna get to compromise the word and keep it. So it's not the same test as God's Adam. To remain with the word or to remain united. It was the test, but Jesus to the test. But Jesus overcame.
Amen.
Jesus overcame by what? By his death.
Amen.
Because he came to where he is, Adam and Eve, he spoke the word. But Jesus overcame by the same test. You said he, yes, he spoke. And you are now ready. Because the production, the power of the spoken word has overcome. That's why when you see in Matthew 27, the Bible says, Jesus just after this, after the prophet coming. Now when he land and the land of mercy. By the way of the Spirit in the Galilee and the Son of God. The people who set me in that land, and to them who set me in the shadow of death, life. So the conditions were like in the beginning, where the earth was covered by darkness, where the earth was shapeless. But it was time now, after he had overcome, after he had passed the earth. It was now the beginning of the creation of God. God put himself in the conditions he was in Genesis 1. When there was no light anywhere, when there was darkness covering darkness in the earth, he came and said, and there was light. Because he was the light of the world. And when he came into the temple, light showed. Amen. Not only light showed, but he had passed the death. It was time now for him to bring children to existence by the spoken word. Amen. What Adam failed to accomplish, he was now about to accomplish. If you read now in chapter 17, verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to teach them to say, repent for the kingdom of heaven. The light starts out of death. Amen. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two men, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Amen. The creation now has started. By the power of the spoken word, he starts now bringing children to existence. Amen. What Adam failed to accomplish, Jesus now, after passing the death, he starts now bringing the children, populating the earth by his new creation, which is the spoken word of God. Amen. Children now are being born to reflect his own image now. As he said, let's make men to our own image. In the beginning, Adam failed to reproduce that image. Jesus now, in the new creation, he starts now manifesting his children of God by the spoken word of God. Amen. And one by one, because by making the first Adam, his aim was Adam to reproduce another Adam, that Adam to reproduce another Adam, so that he, because he told them, he said, replenish the earth. He wanted to see images of himself all over the world. He came. But by these children of God that he's bringing now to manifestation, he said, I will make you fishers of men. Since you are born through the spoken word of God, since you are being of the new creation now, you are going to populate the earth by making me making you fishers. You are going to reproduce yourself. Since you are in my image, you bring my more of my image. Amen. This is Christmas. Amen. This is true Christmas to us. Because he was born, he came so that he could reproduce himself through the new creation, through the process of speaking the word and doing it. Amen. So, Christmas for us shouldn't be something, though we know we don't believe the 25th of December is the Christmas day, the birthday of Jesus. But Christmas is an experience in every believer. It's a daily experience in every believer. Because if he was born, he gave himself that form, he gave himself he took that position just to reproduce himself, to bring more of his images on earth. Every time he takes that position is to begin another creation. Every time he takes that process, the final aim is not to celebrate a tradition. His final aim was to take his position so that he can start now to speak people to existence. He took that position so that he can make more of himself before. Amen. That is good business for us. It must be your him in you reflecting in oneness to this entire world. Amen. So as we said, the first Christmas was in heaven. It was that invisible God making himself visible to the human. The second Christmas was Jesus Christ being born in a manger. The mighty God revealed as a baby. Because in Colossians, I think, chapter 1, 12 to 15, he says, can you read it? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of everything. Amen. Him is the image of the invisible God. That's what it's always been in all the in all aspects of creation. In the first creation, he was the Son, the image of the invisible God, which was the halo of life, the pillar of fire. When he was born as a baby in a manger, he manifested that scripture again, being the image of the invisible God made flesh to live among us. But it doesn't stop there. Amen? It shouldn't stop there, because that God, his aim was to be born in Israel. His aim was to manifest, to create beings to his own image again in this age. In every age to be made manifest to this world. So Christmas should mean that God, that invisible God, being made visible in you. You making that God visible to the world. Because Christ doesn't make any sense. He said, if the grain of wheat doesn't die, it remains alone. He was the grain of wheat. Amen. His aim was not to come and remain the only grain of wheat. All the power that was in him, was his aim was to share his power with you. The world at that time, only a few amount of people saw him perform that ministry. But he wanted the grain of wheat to die, to go underground and to produce more grain, so that to the confine to the end of the earth, everybody would see the image of that God living in human beings. That's what Christmas should mean exactly. That's what the prophet says. Christmas is not Jesus in the garden. It was once, it happened once, but it was a beginning of a different process. It was a beginning of another creation, so that more Christ should be seen walking the streets of the earth. That's why the prophet says in the deity of Jesus Christ, the deity of him, who is he? Some of them think he's a little baby back there. He is the one that stood on the invisible platform, reached out his hand and spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. That was Jesus Christ. Amen. That little baby that we would see he was the little baby because he took that form. We don't want to talk about redemption and the laws of redemption. He has to follow a certain process to come. But when it comes to Christmas, let's just take him as that little baby. He was the manifestation of that big, that great, mighty God that created the heaven and earth. And he came so that that mighty God should be reflected in you and me. He said, but that same power that spoke the world into existence in those people that got the Holy Ghost, men and women, it's time that we find out who he is. He came to reveal himself to you and me. If you get exactly the true revelation of who he is, he will reveal you, because when you get his revelation, he is coming in. He said, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, I am in you, and you in me. That's the true revelation of Jesus Christ. And when you catch the revelation, you'll understand who you are. Amen. The devil is trying to hide you back, tell you that you are some little throwdown something. You are sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven. It is in you. Amen. The sons of God being there. God making his sons of existence. The deity, he came to share his deity with you. And brother, sister, that deity is in you. A little while and the world will see no more, but you will see me. For I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now the prophet is asking, Christ in the manger? No, Christ is in you. We are not worshipping Christ in the manger, but Christ in you, the Holy Ghost, the hope of life, the Creator, God himself dwelling in the world. Amen. This is the true meaning of Christmas, that we are in. The world wants to see that Jesus born in you. And if he's born in you, there will be that new song in your soul as well. Amen. Because everywhere Jesus is born, that singing comes. Amen. They will raise that song of worship. Nobody will push you to worship. Amen. Nothing tells us that those angels were pushed by someone to worship. But it's a revelation. When they saw that thing happening, something prompted them to start worshiping. They won't push you to come to church. If that Christ is really born in you, if that Christ is born and has spoken that word that brought you to existence, Peter and his brother, someone didn't come to beg them. Because when that power starts to manifest itself and you receive that revelation of what the power is, you will drop all your business. They didn't say to him, let me and settle my thing with one of my providers or whatever. Or I owe someone some debt or what. No. When Jesus spoke to them, the Bible says they dropped their nets and followed him. When that revelation of his birth come in you, there will be no begging him. They won't ask you to come to church. They won't ask you to pray. Nobody will ask you to live a holy life, because something new has started in you. The God of creation has started his own creation in you. Amen. And this creation that's happening now, it's an individual affair. Amen. It's something, a personal experience between you and God. God was creating the heaven and the earth in the beginning as a general creation. Amen. But this new creation is a personal experience. Amen. Something will start producing itself, its own life in you. The more God spoke, the more the world transformed. The more he spoke, the more things started to appear. The more he spoke, the more separation happened. Amen. The more he spoke, the more things we could see that the transformation is happening. That's the creation, the process of the new creation that's happening in our lives. Now it's the power of the spoken word speaking to you individually. And the more he speaks, the more the world you two will start falling apart. The more separation will happen. Because if you read in Genesis 1, you will see that God was continually in the process of separation. The creation actually was the process of separation. He separated first darkness from light. Amen. And when he separated darkness from light, notice, before there was only called darkness and light. But when separation came, what was called darkness, it became light. It got a name. What was called light, it got a name. It became day. Amen? So when a separation happens in your life, you will get a new name. Amen? You will get a new name. You may still be called Brother Gideon, but it's a new nature. Amen? People could see exactly, because before they were mixed up together. Light and darkness, they were mixed up together. People could see, yes, it's light. Yes, it's darkness. It was confusion. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's darkness. But when the spoken word of God came and God spoke, it made a clear separation. People could see, no, we can't call him darkness again. It's night. Amen. And him, we can't call him light again. Though he's light, but he got a name, and his name is Christian. Amen. They will know the difference. It won't make any confusion anymore. When God makes that separation in you, there won't be no more confusion. Amen. Because the process of transformation will be so evident that people can make no mistake anymore. Amen? That's why if people are still confused about who you are, just ask yourself, have you experienced really that true Christmas? Because Christmas comes to bring the process of creation, and creation brings separation. Creation identifies exactly who you are. Amen? At a certain stage, the land and water were mixed up together. Because the Bible said the waters were covering the surface. But in the process of creation, at a certain stage, God said, no. Light and darkness have been separated. I've given them names. Now I have to deal with the earth. You water and dry land, you can't live together. Amen? You need to make clear separation now. Because I want to make creatures that will live on dry land, I want to make other creatures that will live in water. So I don't want that confusion anymore. Because if you stay together, the day I'll make a lion, he won't live in water. He will die. The day if I make everything dry land, the day I'll make a crocodile, he will die as well. So I want, in the process of my creation, I want now dry land and water to be separated. So that everyone now can reproduce the atmosphere that my creation will need to live and expand with. Amen? So the time came when dry land and water got separated and give them. Amen? He gave them names. He called dry land what? The earth. Yeah? And he called the surface of water sea. Every time there's a separation, there's a change of name. That's why you see, when Abraham got separated completely, before the separation, he was still Abraham. Amen? Before the separation, he was still Abraham. But God called him to a separation. God told him, leave your father, leave everybody and go. But Abraham, because of, I don't know, popularity, because of sympathy, because of human, I don't know, anything. All the influence that was around him, he took some of the worldly thing with him. He remained Abraham. though the world was speaking, though he was going to church, though God was speaking to him, but the process of separation was not finished yet. But when God saw that everything is complete now, the last tie, the last bridge that was connecting him to the world, Lot, when he was gone, God came. He said, now separation is complete. I will change your name. You won't be Abraham anymore. You will be Abraham. Amen. I will put my name in you. Amen. He took a portion of himself and put him back to show that the separation has been complete. God wants to see that in you, that the separation has been complete before he can put his name in you. Amen. Before he can change your name. I can still be called Eli, but I have a portion of God in me. You can still be, you know, bear your same name, your family name. We don't ask you to change your name. Amen. If you want to change, it's you. But you don't need to change, because you can change your name and still remain the same. Amen. You can change your name. Oh, but from now on, I'm called Sister Rebecca. Yes. But Sister Rebecca is still the same as Sister Beyonce. Amen. But if, sorry for quoting Beyonce, amen. But if a real change has happened, if Beyonce today received the Holy Ghost, she may still be called Beyonce, but people will see a different Beyonce. Amen. Because the separation will be so evident that God himself will dwell in her and he'll put his name in her. Amen. Same thing with Jacob. He was born Jacob, a liar, a crook, everything. But if you read Genesis, the story of Jacob, before he met the prince, before he met God and fight him, he separated himself. He let everybody go by that brook. I don't know what his name again. He remained there all night. He asked his wife, his children, his cattle. He separated completely from everything. Then only Elohim came. He fought with Elohim. He overcame and he got a portion of God in him. Amen. That's the process of creation we are talking about. It involves separation. Amen. It involves something, a transformation is a process. The more you believe, the more you accept, the more we'll see that separation, that transformation happen. So, my brother, sister, this is what Christmas is really about. Christmas is not about what we see running around us, which is good. You know, we are not against it, as the prophet says it many times. But the true Christmas is practically the hope of God. The true Christmas takes its meaning only if the aim of him leaving the earth, heaven, coming to earth, being born in a manger, was the aim was to bring more Christ-like human beings. His aim was to reproduce himself, to restart that creation that fell. And he started the job himself by bringing children, by bringing human beings to existence by the spoken word. He spoke, they were 12, and they become 120. And the more they spoke, the more other children were being born by the same creative power of the spoken word. The more they spoke, you and me, we are here today. Amen? But this is not the end of Christmas. Christmas should be Christ born in you to reproduce more Christ around you. Amen? To produce more Jesus-like people around you. Because you become the image of the invisible God to the world. And the world, when they see you, you have that power of creation in you. You can speak the word and bring them to life again. You can speak the word and bring the children and daughters of God to existence. That's what Christmas is exactly. Amen. So that's why the prophet says, when Christ is in you, You have the power over sin. When Christmas is really born in you, you have the power to overcome sin. Nothing of the devil, because when the true Christ is born in you, as he overcame sin, you will overcome. As he passed the test, you will pass the test. Amen. That's why the prophet said, when the Christmas, that true Jesus is in you, we have even power over our diseases. Amen. There's no disease that can, you know, these are just side effects. Because the true thing is being born by the Word. When you are born, when that Christ is born in you, Jesus, the God, the Almighty that created the earth and heaven in you, it brings with it everything that attached to it. Healing, salvation, power over sin, separation, but just make sure that he is born. And if you come to make that manger, not an image, not a picture somewhere, but a true manger in your heart, amen? That true manger in your heart, Jesus being born in your heart, the angels will come, will descend, and will start that melody in your heart. And nothing in the world can stop that worship. Nothing in the world can stop that worship. Your true worship to the music. To close, the prophet is saying, if you have a few prayer requests, we are going to pray over them. The prophet says, the Christ that was born 1900 years ago came to man. He never stayed in the car. Amen. He has to come to man first. If he's born in you, he must not remain a baby. If you are born in Christ, you are not destined to remain a baby. You are destined, as Christ came to manhood, you must come to manhood. Christ in you must grow to the perfect stature of, because before you start reproducing, you have to get a certain maturity. Amen. But that is the God, the Creator, living in you and giving you all the power. And you are in possession of anything that you have. So it is in you to abstain from evil, to do good and to shun evil and to flee to righteousness, to turn away from temptation. I tell you, the church together in that kind of a power has the power to find the power. You believe that? We have the power if we enter that true Christmas, into the spirit of Christmas. If Jesus is really born in us, we have the power to bind the heaven. We have the power to heal the sick, to open the eyes of the blind, the dumb to speak, and the deaf to hear. The cripples to walk, the blind to see. It is recognizing the power of the Almighty God in your heart. There it is. That is the end. Amen. So we have the power. Jesus Christ is born in our hearts. The world is celebrating, doing what they are doing. But we want to get that power. We want to attract our attention to the real Jesus Christ born in us. Starting the work of creation in us, bringing the separation in us, producing the effect of the living Word in us, and bringing us to full maturity, where we will start now bringing other beings to existence. When I was a child, I couldn't produce children. But now, as I am a grown-up man, I have to produce myself. That's what Jesus born in you wants to achieve. To bring you to a stage where more Jesus will be born, and them also to get to maturity and produce other Jesus. Amen. This is the true Christmas message. Amen. Let's stand up. Bless you. Musician, please. Amen.
Cannot pity Peter. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's agree to, let's agree together, let all our enemies at our crumble at our feet, for whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven at the name of Jesus. Satan has to, we got the power. Jesus is still alive like a mighty army. We'll keep marching, oh yes, winning every battle.
Sing that chorus. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a cross to end. And when the, let's sing it. I don't know. I can't remember the key. I'm gonna stay right on. I'm gonna stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay. Can. Oh, I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I will stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, he'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm.
church. Oh, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay, we're gonna stay right under His blood, where the devil can't do me no harm.
About. Now, friends, I know that to be the truth. I know people don't realize who you are. Every person in here can live above sin, can live without sin, live in God. You'll make mistakes, but the blood of Christ will forgive you. Amen. Oh, yeah, you will make mistakes. Mistakes are normal, you know, occurrences in life. Because in this walk, the devil is there, the enemy is there, and his aim is to trap you. His aim is to try to make you make mistakes. But if you make a mistake, don't stay there. Raise up. Raise up and walk. Because Jesus came just to take you from that condition and to raise you up. You'll make mistakes, but the blood of Christ will forgive you. Because Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Is that right? That same power of Christ that was hung on Calvary cross, the same God that raised him up on the day of resurrection, is in you now. You that got the Holy Ghost. You believe you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost, that same power is in you. Can't you hear His voice calling today? Move Him up to your closed bosom and say, Now, Lord Jesus, I've been a little different. From this Christmas day, I realize exactly who you are now. I once worshipped you in a little baby, as a little baby in a manger. I seen you back yonder as a little bitty fellow 1900 years ago. And I thought, oh, if I could have went up to Jerusalem. Today they are getting passes and everything to go up to the cradle, up to where he was born in the same manger. But friend, it's not up there where he was born. It's right here where he was born, in your hearts, amen? God has brought him down to every one of us, and his living being is living in us. Oh, the Creator, the thing that created the world and created the heaven, created man, is right in every individual that got the baptism of the Holy Ghost today. So just ask yourself, have you got that baptism of the Holy Ghost? Because that was the aim of Him coming. It was to get you to be born again. And the prophet says, the new birth, the true new birth, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul. Amen. So just get to that point of asking yourself, is He really born in you? Have you got the Holy Ghost? Otherwise, Christmas would have no meaning for you. Christmas would just be a tradition. But if you want to give a meaning to the Christmas you are celebrating, let Him come into you. And He's not far. He's made things very easy for Him to be found. Just be humble yourself. Be sincere in your heart. Open your heart. Ask Him to come and dwell with you. He will come. And that process of creation will begin in you. Not only it will begin in you, but you'll become a creator. You will create more Christ-like beings around you. And Christmas will have a true meaning in your life. Why don't we speak a few words to Him? Why don't we thank him for Christmas? Why don't we ask him to grant us the real Christmas in our lives? Let's pray the Lord.
Ship of Zion, it's that old ship of Zion, that old ship of Zion. Get on board, get on board. It's that old ship of Zion, it's that old, it's that old ship of Zion. Get on board, get on. It has landed, I, O Father. Landed, my, O Father. Landed, my, O Father. Get on board, get on. It has landed, my, O Father.
The pastor to come and pray. Brother Nat asking for unity between his wife and her in-laws, because he says there have been a cold war going on for many years now, and he feels very uncomfortable of the situation. He is asking again for prayers. He has serious disagreement between him and his business partner. So he's asking God leadership to help him to take the right decision. So we are calling the pastor to come and pray for this request.
Come before the Lord with these requests upon this night. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come unto you in prayer. That, Father, when there's situations, Lord, where there's complications, Father, where there's situations where we do not have the answer, Lord, and Father, many times where we've tried ourselves and we've just made it worse, Father, when we see these kind of circumstances, Lord, that you allow inside of our lives, Lord, Father, how we've learned through the years that these are the very things, Lord, that you desire in our lives to bring us, Lord, to relying on you. And our brother, Lord, he's doing exactly the right thing at this time. Jesus, you see the desire of his heart. Hallelujah. Father, you see the situations, Lord, in his family, Lord. Father, we know how close these are to the heart, how, Lord Jesus, these things, Lord, can be just so difficult, Lord. Father, when they're close at home, the way it is with our brother. And that's why we wanted to unite ourselves together upon this evening, Lord. Father, we bring Brother Nat unto thee. Father, first that you'd bless him for putting his petitions before the saints upon this night, that you'd bless him for the confidence, Lord, that he has in your people, that, Father, as your people would come in your precious name to pray. Father, he knows, Lord, Father, that your ear is open unto the prayer of your people. So, Father, we're bringing, Lord, our sister unto thee. Father, you see the situation with the in-laws. Father, Lord, Father, we think of the tents of Jacob. We think of, Lord, the frustrations that he had, Lord, with Father, the problems in his home. Father, these are not easy things, Lord. And Father, these are not issues of flesh and blood. So, Father, we bring this situation up unto thee. Lord, you know the cause of these problems, Lord. You know where it originates from. Father, you know that from that time, you know where the devil got in. You know, Lord, just how he's working in this situation. And Lord, we're asking of you, even as has been preached upon this night, that you would bring a separation from of light and darkness in this issue, Lord. That, Father, where the enemy, Lord, is hiding away, where, Father, Lord, all these things are taking place, we ask of you that, Lord, you would move, that your spirit would move upon the face of the deep. That, Father, where there's a confusion, Lord, Father, we're looking unto you to bring this into the correct order once again. Father, where people need to repent, let them repent. Father, where lessons need to be learned, Lord, reinforce these to the hearts of people. That, Lord, they may realize, Lord, Father, that you have a provided way. And, Lord, may your provided way, Lord, unfold itself in this situation. Lord, our brother Nat with his business partner as well. Father, Lord, we don't know exactly where this has begun as well. We do not know, Lord, the details of this situation. But, Lord, it's something that's burdening our brother. And our brother has brought it unto us, Lord. So, Father, we just want to come before thee upon this day. That, Lord, you would move on behalf of our brother, Lord. Hallelujah. That, Father, we think of Laban. We think of Jacob, Lord. And, Father, Lord, how you came and you spoke unto Laban, even in the dreams of the night, Lord. Father, to tell him, Lord, Father, to be careful in the way that he treated your son. Father, we pray in the same way that you'd move on behalf of our brother, Lord, where there's this complication that has come in. Father, we know that you are the one that can, Lord, no matter how much things can be entangled, Lord, Father, you are the one that can, Lord, untangle these kind of issues, Lord. You are the one that can bring about, Lord, Father, the order that you desire, Lord, the situation that you desire. So, Lord, we're looking unto you to move on behalf of our brother, Lord. Father, fight his battles in this, Lord. And Father, even our sister and our brother, Lord, teach them through these things, the things that you are trying to teach them as well, Lord. Father, may they submit themselves unto you, Lord. Let your wisdom be the inheritance. Let your grace go before them, Lord. Fight their battles, Lord, we pray. And Father, we look forward, Lord, to the good report, Lord, that our brother will come back and report, Father, in the congregation of the saints, Lord, that surely the Lord has gone before him. Amen. Father, we commit this and all other unspoken requests upon this night, Lord, the needs of your people, even Brother Max traveling overnight, Lord, we pray that you bring him and his family back, Lord. Amen. We really pray, Lord, that you give them traveling mercies, Lord. Father, pray that you'll bless them as well. And Father, every other need that you have as we come into your house on Sunday, Lord, Father, how we long to commune and fellowship with you, Lord. So won't you be with us even tomorrow, Lord? Won't you just lead us and guide us, Lord, in preparing our hearts that as we come into your house, Lord, we may really consider our ways at the end of this year that you've given unto us, Lord. Father, we appreciate all the things that you've done. We thank you for your word upon this night, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your goodness that you've shown unto us, Lord, time and time again, Lord. Now, Father, be with us upon this night, we pray. Even as we depart from this place, we pray for your blessing upon our journeys, Lord, that you'll bring us back to our homes in peace with accidents along the way, Lord. Father, we're looking unto you, Lord. May your angels encamp around us and keep us, Lord. Our brother Denai, Lord, Father, his family, how glad we are to see them, Lord. May you bless them, even in this time that they are amidst us, Lord. May they be a blessing, Lord. May your blessing be upon them, Lord. Father, strengthen our brother. Encourage him, Lord. Father, Lord, let him be an encouragement as well. Father, Lord, bless him inside of his life. We'd seek and pray. Thank you for bringing Brother Wilmore back, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave to him, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, in Serbia, Lord, in Slovakia, and the places that he was, Lord. Father, I just pray, even upon this evening, that you'll water that seed, that you'll take the seed that was sown, Lord. And Father, you said you'll never allow your word to return back without achieving the purpose to which it has been sent. So, Lord, we pray for your blessing upon that seed that has been sown, Lord, that it may bring forth of its own kind, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for opportunity to come before you upon this night. Thank you that you've allowed us to come into your house, Lord. Now, even as you've blessed us in being here, may we depart with your blessing, for we commit it all to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen, saints. God bless you richly. Really did appreciate the word this evening. Brother Will, so good to see you, brother. Brother Tanai, God bless you richly, brother. It's really good to be with you. Let's sing one as we dismiss. May God grant us Godspeed on the way home. What have you got for us? Let's sing that one. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Aren't you glad at this Christmas time that you are a new creation? Friends, I know without a shadow of a doubt that inside of me there's a new creation. Because I rejoice. There's a song inside of there that you may be tired, you may get worn, but there's something inside of your soul that never used to be there back in the days gone by. Used to be burdened and heavy and sad. But friends, what a joy that it is to have a Christmas inside of your life. And we do appreciate it in this season.
Oh, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Things have passed away. I'm born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. Oh, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. My feelings have passed away. I'm born again, more than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. I'm a new. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. I'm a brand new man. Oh, things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.